As we look across this, I think, the challenges, for one thing, in terms of all this openness and transparency and the tools involved, is, A, getting the right information ready and available to people so that it's actually useful. I think there's so much information in government that it's not been, there's been this rush to the openness and a rush to get the information in the hands of people who can use it, either capitalize on it for economic development purposes or to be able to, help be involved in government decision making. And making the information useful is no small deal. And I know that that even recovery.gov is and the recovery board are struggling with that right now. So I think that's one big challenge in front of us. I just also think that all of the government agencies and organizations that need to feed into this are really going to be challenged to, get programs out, get the money out, do all the work they've got in front of them, and be paying attention to this at the same time.
Well, you say that there are, we should be cautious about using, are you talking about things like Twitter and blogs and interactive sites for the government, or just over-promising what you can really deliver?
Well, that kind of goes hand in hand. The Twitter and the blogs, there's been sort of a slow adoption, and I think probably more in recent months a much quicker adoption of that kind of social media in government. But I do think that it raises expectations. And so you've got to be careful when you're putting this information out there very quickly that citizens, for example, will expect some sort of quick response if they blog in or if they Twitter something back. And with that comes an expectation that something will change or something will happen. You can only just sort of feed your opinions into something for so long. And if you don't see change, you begin to become a little disgruntled. And I don't think that's the intent here at all.
Well, it may not be the intent, but I think that is the expectation that somehow all this input, for instance, there was during an open session that the White House held that people participated in online, and then there was a session at the White House where people actually attended. A lot of the questions were about marijuana reform.
Right, right. And so you've got to be prepared to deal with those pretty instantly. And so and that's part of what I'm trying to point out here is that when you have to deal with those things instantly, you really have to be prepared to have a position, and the government should have a policy. And the policy formulation process inside of an agency or a department or even government-wide, that's not a fast-moving target. It's usually a slower kind of process, and I think that this is where, the two forces meet.
We're talking with Tom Rubel. He's Practice Director for Government Insights at IDC. Let's talk about recovery.gov for a minute, because that was a site at which the administration has promised that you could find information down to the contract and subcontractor level for all the stimulus dollars, all 500 billion of them. At this point now, a couple of months into this, recovery.gov is really just press releases and some of the raw or large, meta statistics about the spending are expressed in charts, but it's nowhere near what was envisioned. So it turns out using these kinds of tools and reporting and drill down for robust applications is a whole lot more complex and time consuming than I think people might have expected.
Yeah, I truly think that's the case. And I know that the Recovery Board is trying to take public input again using, social media and other methods to try to formulate how they're going to put information out on recovery.gov. But again, you got to know who's coming to recovery.gov and why. You got to know what the customer wants, so to speak, at that website. Is the customer Congress? Is the customer public? The public? Who is it, and what is it that they're truly looking for? And there is volumes of information here behind all of this. So I think they have to be pretty clear about the intent of recovery.gov. What is the expectation for that website? Is it to report jobs created? Is it to report where are my tax dollars going? What are the primary focuses of that? And then really be selective about which information and how you present it.
Well, how you present it is really going to be the key to people understanding it. You can put on recovery.gov all the facts and figures,
right,
as they come back from the states. What does it really mean in a narrative sense? What did you do again?
Right.
How do I see the results in my hometown again?
Exactly.
And so if that's the goal, and I'm not sure what the goal is, if the goal is to have the public understand where the money went, that's going to be very different than just putting out information about what the money is.
Right. Oh, exactly. And I think the, what the money did is what the expectation is. You know, there's so much money involved here that there's a very high expectation on the part of the public that there will be results. And the administration has basically committed itself to that. So I think translating all of that information into results and showing where the results are occurring is critical to the success of any of this. And I do believe that the public is going to hold the administration responsible for that kind of information.
And I wanted to ask you about a distinction that I think some people have not made maybe so clearly in the new administration, and that is they've said they want a lot of data about not just recovery, but all programs to be available en masse in an easy-to-get-at format,
right,
so that people in the public can take this information and do what they want with it, create new applications, create new products around data, and look at it in different ways. But on the other hand, isn't it also true that most government data has always been available? There's always been an industry of value-added data gatherers that then turn it into usable information. The real difference is that it hasn't always been very easy to find across agencies.
Right. I think the notion here is really that if you make it easier to find, that it will be more useful. And to some extent, I agree with that. You're going to run into privacy issues, which information can be available, and they're going to have to sort through all of those before that gets put out there. And I also think there are probably some legal issues in there as well in terms of, you know, I know the notion is to sort of take economic advantage of some of this information that the tax dollars have paid for, but you're right. The information's always been there. Now it's going to be there en masse, so to speak. The problem will be sorting through it, sifting it, making sense out of it in any way that really makes it any more useful than it was before.